Thank you for coming. About 6 years ago, or Shvedish Adar, not just some of that, in 2004, there was an assembly, a get-together of some sort in my school in Ramon Aleph, a Kenneth Cyrus, where there were going to be drushes. The reason for this Kenneth was the fact that I had a daughter at the time whose name was Nomi, and she was diagnosed with leukemia when she was 2.5 years old. And she was treated with the regular treatments, you know, chemotherapy and stuff like that. She then, after about a year and a half, she relapsed and came back a second time. Then she ended up having a bone marrow transplant, and my oldest daughter, who then at the time was 10 years old, she gained the marrow. And during those 2.5 years that she was sick, there was a major, so to speak, you might call it a revival. There was a lot of davening was done, specifically in my shkona and morale, and really internationally, there were a lot of people, friends and relatives, a lot of yomei tefillah or evenings were arranged that, like people, like for example, they used to say tilim till late at night, till like, you know, they say tilim and say you don't need it, chasoy. They had all kinds of show and gatherings were being made special for the report of my daughter. There back in those days when we used to have SMS. So we used to text, like the guys would arrange it with text friends and everybody, and then they would let people know what was going on with how she was doing and things like that. It was actually even in the newspaper. It was my wife had arranged that there was people put in the newspaper that she's not my daughter so and so is not doing well. They should please follow and things like people would keep up by reading the two words in the little ad in the newspaper. They would know like if she's got worse or better and things like that. So the biggest service is tefillah. And unfortunately, after 2.5 years, she ended up, the transplant itself actually worked, but her lungs collapsed from the treatment, and she ended up dying anyway after 2.5 years. So we're going through the whole ordeal. Now, thousands of Pirkei Tehillim were said, hundreds of thousands of tefillahs were said worldwide. Everyone was davening. People were, many years ago, Shmuel Rozovsky, the Rosh Yeshiva of Ponovich, when he was sick, and at the end of the day he had cancer, and when Ponovich was davening for him at the time, he made a statement that there was rainfall of tefillahs, and there were so many tefillahs, it was like rain coming down. So somebody made a comment back at the time when my daughter was sick, it was like a storm, it was like a blizzard. I mean, there, if you compare that to rainfall, this is like a blizzard of tefillahs. It was like somebody made a comment that he's sure that after so many tefillahs, the heavens are probably worn away, the tefillahs probably go straight through, and there's somebody dominating, And yet, Lemaisa, I know it's the first time I said Lemaisa, right? Lemaisa was, so to speak, for nothing, because she died anyway. Right? All those davening, all those thousands of things, yet nothing seems to happen. So people in my area started getting, like, mainly FFBs, had a bit of a rip, the level of davening kind of went down. Like, what's going on? Like, we felt just so these we were davening, and all of a sudden, like, nothing happened. You know, kids were saying to their parents, they would say there's a child that's davening for them. They'd say, well, why should we bother? No, he died. Like, what's the point? Nothing's going to happen without davening anyway, right? That's what. So, like, kids were specifically in my shkona, there was a big letdown, whatever you want to say. And the concept of tefillah had a bit of a put down. So, so to speak, where are they? Where are the tefillahs? What happened to them? Ephraim, what happened to the tefillahs? That was the question. Because of that, the people, the makor, so to speak, in the neighborhood, they called together a assembly, and 2 weeks after she passed away, tomorrow will be the Yortzeit, she passed away on Yud Gimel, so on Rosh Chodesh Adar they made a Kenneth, and then we got together and there were a couple speeches given. One of them was me, and if with your shusel, I'd like to repeat over a drasha that I said back then in my show. The standard answer, so to speak, given for this question is, what happens to my tefillah if I didn't get it anyway? So what happens to tefillah? Was it wasted? So the standard answer would be that even if the tefillah didn't go what I vowed for, but helped me for something else. I mean, maybe Nami didn't get better, but maybe somebody else's kid won't get sick, or maybe somebody else's kid was sick, will get better, and all those tefillahs, those private tefillahs that could over here them all, will be used, so to speak, for somebody else. Who knows, maybe there was a life-threatening suicide bomb attack, and because of our tefillahs, it was thwarted, and people were saved, and all kinds of issues. No one knows what can be that. Possibilities are endless, what could theoretically have been. Maybe the Gula is a lot closer now because of our tefillah. That even though it didn't go for what we got before, but maybe it's for somebody else. Rabbi Grossnacht, the one who's taking over Rabbi Kaplan, he told me that he read recently that that there were some, so to speak, infamous irreligious Jews, Chilonim, who lived in Bnei Brak, and they at one point they walked into a Beis Medrash, like Kol Chazanish. I don't know if it was called Kol Chazanish yet, but it was not Kol Chazanish. They walked in and they said, okay, we want to learn. And like the people were dumbfounded, like they were shocked. So like, these guys are, you know, the roughest of the Chilonim, the biggest anti, never come to learn. So Chazanish explained, they went to the Chazanish and asked him what's got, and he said that, look, these guys, I don't know if he meant that these specific people were the concept, but there were people, there were ladies back in Vilna, said the Chazanish. And I remember that their children, when the winds of Zionism and communism and stuff like that were blowing amongst the Jewish areas, and these ladies, their kids started going off to there, and they came into the base matters or whatever, and they opened their own kiddush and they started crying in front of their Baruch Hu, please help my children. And Lamaisa, these guys went off. They never, nothing happened, and they stayed off. But their children came back. So the tefillahs that the grandmothers had were pulled, they did something, they take off, and because of those tefillahs, generations later, they're true. So it comes out then, according to this concept, that tefillahs even are never really wasted. Because even if the tefillah didn't go for what I wanted, it'll go for something else. So, we daven, let's say, for a little girl to have her foot, that didn't work, but not the end of the world, it'll work for something else. That would be the normal way of analyzing this question. But if you allow me to, let me pose the question a little differently. Let's say, for argument's sake, that Eliyahu HaNavi came to Ramot Aleph, beginning of the 2.5 years, and says, listen guys, I hate to say it to you, but it ain't going to happen. You're all going to daven, you're going to stay up too late at night davening, think so, and curse on the whole story, and it ain't going to happen. You guys, in a year and a half, it's going to relapse. So all the feelings aren't really going to mean much. I mean, you know, if he says it'll mean for something else, but it's not going to help her. No, let's say Eliyahu HaNavi would show up and say, put the article in the newspaper, to whom it may concern, I got connections, I want you to know that in a year after she relapsed, she's going to die anyway. Will we have daven? Would I even have daven anyway? So, you could say, well, yeah, I'll daven, because even though I know she's not going to live, but it'll help for him or her. I don't know, that's not really, because most people, these people were my friends, they're my relatives, and they got up and they stayed up late at night, and they were making issues and making things about it, because they wanted Shmuley Madelon's kid to have her food, right? But if that wasn't going to happen, then they probably wouldn't have bothered. I mean, you know, guys, are like one guy came and told me he cried 3 times a day. I mean, that's marvelous to think about it. It's like a kid Hashem today. For a friend, he's out and crying on his kid. It's marvelous. But I'll put him, think about it. He wouldn't have done that if not for the fact that it was who it was. And I'm just thinking, oh, yeah, maybe something else is going to happen instead. Okay, yeah, it's nice, but I got to cut it in the morning. I'm going to sleep, right? I mean, we analyze it. So really, it was kind of like a mechachtel. I mean, the whole tefillah was in Cain a bit of a, you know, mistake. It was a misunderstanding. I wouldn't have bothered. Great. You know, other things, that's nice. But that one, our yelled at Zay, spalti, I daven for this child. If that isn't going to happen, I haven't got the patience for it. I haven't got the time. So it comes out, so it's true. We didn't know about that. That was going to be the answer. But if we would have known that was going to happen, then probably wouldn't have daven. So then it comes out, the whole tefillah was a misunderstanding. The way I understand it is that this question is really based on a misunderstanding of what davening is about. I think a lot of people are misinformed what the essence of tefillah is, and I think this question is based on that. Now, we are trained in Yeshiva Shoalim that if you have a question and a teretz, or you have an answer that completely knocked out the question from the first place and shows that the question was a mistake and is based on a misunderstanding, the second teretz will be better. You're better off giving a teretz to answer a kasha that shows that the question was a complete mistake and you don't know what you're talking about, as opposed to answering the question. So it's true, I was able to answer the question by sending help to other things. But I think if we analyze those tefillahs, we'll see that kushya meikara lesser. The whole question is completely based on misunderstanding. I'll give out these sheets if everyone has them. The Ramban, oh, there's one that has writing on it. Does someone have one of the little writing on it? The Ramban says as follows. He's talking about last week's parsha, and at the end of last week's parsha, I highly recommend to go to the Ramban. It's a very long Ramban, very, very important, and he studies the Ramban. I would just like to give one little excerpt here. The Ramban writes as follows. The Kavana Kol HaMitzvos. Now these are pretty big words, but they're coming from a very big person. The Ramban says, Kavana, the intention of all the mitzvahs. That's the Lashon Ramban. The Kavana Kol HaMitzvos. The intention of all the mitzvahs, shenamin be'elokeinu, that we should believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in our God, v'noydei lo, we should thank Him, shu'gra'anu, thank Him and admit to Him, rather, shu'gra'anu, that He created us. That is the purpose of the mitzvahs, v'hi kavanas ha'yitzira, and that's the purpose of the whole creation. She'ein lo tam'achad v'yitzira shayin, we have no other purpose, there's no other reason in the whole creation, other than the fact that we should be mamin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and noydei lo, and admit to Him that He is the Creator. And he has no other desire from the lower world, from our world, other than the fact that a person should know, and he should admit to him and be aware and contemplate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who created him. Continues the Ramban. And the intention of raising our voices when we daven, and the whole purpose, or the reason, the intention of why we have shul, what is it that when we have a tefillah sarabim, when everybody together daven, there's a special effect? What is the reason? What is the merit of a zchus sarabim? Says the Ramban, there should be a place for people, they should gather together, that admit and proclaim to Hashem that He's the Creator of Emziyam, and He brought us to be the Yifarsim Uzeh, and we should publicize this. The Yoyim will respond up, and we should stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'riyoytecha anachnu. We are your creation. Says the Ramban, the purpose of the mitzvah, and specifically the purpose of tefillah, is to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, you are the Creator, you brought us to be. Pshat. We live in a world that kind of, everything is pretty clear cut, everything seems pretty obvious. Sun comes up in the morning, goes down in the evening. If I'm making money, it's because I've got a good trade, and I'm good at what I do, and I'm matzliach. And if I wouldn't have had a trade, or have bad luck, or whatever, you know, I wouldn't be good at what I'm doing, I wouldn't make the money. The reason there's security is because I voted for the best prime minister, and he knows how to call the shots, he knows how to run the army, he knows what he's doing. Right, the reason we have health is because I take the right medicines. We've got medical advisors in the Haredi world. Yeah, we got the best medical advisors who advise us to go to the best medical hospitals and doctors to give the best medical treatment. So everybody knows that that's what's keeping us going. Says the Ramban, the purpose of the mitzvah is to get around and to completely do away with that concept. The whole purpose of the Bria, as it says in the Mishnah, it's based on a pasuk, Leibora HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Koma Shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, Leibora Ela Bechvoideh. Everything in the world is created for His glory, for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything in the world, everything, Koma Shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything in the world is in order to bring out the Kvod Shemayim, the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That is the purpose of everything in the world. Says the Ramban, and that's the purpose of the mitzvah. Because to show us that we should strengthen our own emunah and say we know that the reason we have everything is not what may seem like, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. He's the one who's bringing everything to be. He's the one who's causing everything. And as the Ramban, that is the point of tefillah. Tefillah is standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying B'riyoytecha anachnu. You're calling the shots. You're the Baal HaBos. Nobody else. If I need refuah, it's because you're giving it. If I need bitachon, security, whether financial or physical security, you're the source. You're where it's coming from. You're pulling the strings. You're calling the shots. That's what we do when we come to Davin. The Mavit lived in Tzfat about 500 years ago. He was a little younger than the Beis Yosef, about 500 years ago. And he writes, I'm going to read the second line, Lahoiroi, he's talking about what tefillah is. And says the Rambam, says the Mabit in the Sefer Beis Elokim, and I'm reading from the second quote, the second line, Lahoiroi, she'en ba'olam l'misharoi l'spalo. The point of davening is to show that there is no one else. That if there's any point in davening to Ella Lakeli's Borah, other than Akari Borah. Ula Hakir, and a person should realize, Shu Chaser Mikol Vachol, a person is supposed to, through his tefillah, realize that I am lacking. But they are alone. And while me in this world, I got plenty of problems. I'm lacking but many, many things. And there's no one that can fulfill those things I'm missing. Elohu Yisborah. And I repeat and I relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I know that those things I'm missing. The purpose of it is why? To tell us that we, to proclaim that we know you are the source of everything. Says the Mabit, that is the point of tefillah. What tefillah is doing is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know you are the source. If somebody's going to get better, it's because you're the one giving it. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give us what only you can do. That is the point of davening. There's the Maral, which I didn't bring in the paper, but the Maral says a similar lesson, a concept of that tefillah is to be mashlim the chisaron. That if a person realizes what the Maral seems to be saying, that if a person realizes that he's a chaser, meaning that I can't do it on my own. I'm not running, I have nothing to do with the matter. Only you, and you can be mashlim my chisaron, that is what tefillah is about. So says the Maral, and that's the story that the Mabit seems telling us. And that's what Ramban is saying. That the whole purpose of tefillah, that why we have shuls, and why we have schus harabim, is all of us stand and proclaim clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Riyaseh HaNatnu, you are the source of everything. The Mabit, in another place in the sixth paper, in the Hemshech, I didn't bring it on the paper, adds that, according to this, we can understand an interesting thing. Picture a king who gives time for his subjects to come and ask him for things. So this guy shows up, not a very successful guy, and he says, you know, I need $100. The king says, all right, you know, let me think about it, I'll get back to you. An hour later, somebody would like to speak to the king. Okay, who is it? Same guy shows up again. He says, I need that $100. I know you. An hour ago, and you told me that. I understand. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a nice day. And the guy leaves. And an hour later, he shows up again and says, I need $100. The king says, are you crazy? You were just here and you have a chutzpah to come back to me again for the same thing? And obviously, they do whatever they have to do with guys. They do things like that, right? So, what says the Mabit, what is it? We three times a day, we have a mitzvah to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are we doing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need this, A, B, C, and D. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need A, B, C, and D. And then again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the point, says the Mabit. Not only what's the point, but it's a chutzpah. What gives us the right to do that? It's a chutzpah to stand and come back to the king again and again. But says the Mabit, but it's not the pshat. Because the point of tefillah is not to get what I need. It's not because I need something, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a means of getting what I need. I need something, so I'm going to daven because I need it. No, that's not what we're davening for. We're not davening to get as a means to get what I need. Rather, tefillah is the etzem concept that I stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'yisach ha'anachnu. You're the source of A, B, C, and D. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the source. Please give it to me. But the point of tefillah is not so much the trying to get it, as opposed to the point that I'm standing and proclaiming, you are the source. Says the Mabit, in that case, imagine a guy coming constantly, the king, you are the greatest. You are the one that only you can give it. And constantly says that, the more times he says it, the more the shevach to the king. So tefillah then is not, as most people would think, a way of getting what I need. I got a problem, I need something. I have to daven, so I need it. So, Lord, you won't daven to ask what you need. That's not the point. The point of davening is, like I said, we stand and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'yisach ha'anachnu, you call the shots, you are the source of everything. In this week's parsha, there's an interesting thing that happens with Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'd like to say over your story that the Maral says, the Basemit says, Hafeldik, we've got a shpah from the koilas in front over there. Hafeldik, you saw it. The Sasemet says like this. The Pasuk says, because what was said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Matitz Ak Eli. Dabel ben Yisrael, Viso. Why are you crying out to me? Jump into the sea, tell Oilam to get going, and go into the sea, and everything will be fine. So, we see from here, the Rishonim, it doesn't say from the pasuk, but Rishonim see it's Marmadari clearly from the pasuk. We see that, of course, that Moshe Rabbeinu and therefore probably Am Yisrael were all davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment. They were all standing and davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please save us from the Mitzrayim. We got a sea on one side, we got the Mitzrayim on the other side, please save us. The question is, the Rishonim kind of mentioned it, is that a few psukim earlier it says the kavdav befaroi b'chol chaylas v'rosh b'befaroshem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had having a conversation with Moshe, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you take it easy. In a few minutes, I'm going to wipe those guys off the map. I mean, you kavdav befaroi, I'm going to make a kiddush Hashem. You're going to see my koyach. I'm going to wipe them. I'm going to drown them. His whole army, everything, will go straight. I'll take care of everything. Nothing to worry about. So what's going on? And why is everybody dominating? If Moshe Rabbeinu, so maybe Am Yisrael didn't know, some says that maybe Am Yisrael didn't know, so that's why they were davening. But why was Moshe davening? Moshe heard a few minutes earlier that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, I'm going to save you, nothing to worry about. And then he's crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's he crying about? He knows that you're going to be saved. Like, what's the big deal? Sends us a sentence. That the point of, the way he sends us a sentence, that somebody who knows what the answer is going to be, he knows the issue is coming, it's not a reason why you shouldn't daven. You're right. I know. You're going to save me in 10 minutes. So I'm saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please save me. What does one have to do with the other? The fact that I have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing to do with the fact that I happen to know I'm about to be saved. The idea being, because if tefillah is to get what I need, well, as soon as I know I'm getting it, there's no point in davening. But if the aside of tefillah is to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the shayrish, you're the one who can save me, and we do that, that is the end in itself. We stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and proclaim, you are the one who can save me from the Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu, oh yeah, I know. You're about to save me in 4.5 minutes. I know that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the shayrish that can save me, so please save me. And he says it again. And it's so exact HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something that he knows he's going to get. Because what's irrelevant? What you know and what you're going to, and what you know that you're going to get has nothing to do with the tefillah, because they're two separate issues. What we're going to get through the tefillah is one thing. What we do by tefillah is another thing. What we do by tefillah is by standing and proclaiming and putting into our hearts more and more over and over again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the shayrish. That's why I'm davening. And then Amara Sassana says that fascinating thing. He says that the truth is not only there. He says, Kachu derech ha-tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, very often, and he brings other places, the Sassana says the same Yisrael, but he says clearly that that's the derech ha-tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu often will tell tzadikim what's going to happen in the end, because they're going to daven anyway. The problem is, the rest of us, if we know what's going to happen, we're not going to daven. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tell us. Fine, you're not going to daven. So I will tell you, then you got to what the daven about. But really, if you're going to daven anyway, and it's no different, I might as well tell you what's going to happen. So not just by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says by Yaakov Avinu, Gila is Akei, and the Shvatim did not happen. Also by Mordechai and other places, there are other places. He says it today. That's the standard way of doing it. People are going to daven, even when they know what they're going to get. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, and you still daven. Problem is, we don't do that. We normally, if we know we're going to get it, so we might as well sit in the newspapers, we're going to get it anyway. What's the point? But the truth is, since the Yisrael of Tefillah is to realize that we're getting to receive what we want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, please give us what we need because you're the source, then it has nothing to do with what you're going to get or not. The Mavid, in the continuation, then says something which is very frightening to think about it. And he says as follows. Avo. So what is davening? I'm into the third little paragraph. So what is davening? To say, you're to show, says the Mabit, that you're the source of everything. Avo. Lo yishitiya tefillah v'taklis tatsogah from Mavukash. But not that tefillah is in order for us to get what we need. That's not the point of tefillah. Shenira, that would give the impression, shimhaya yudea shaloyiyanene, that if a person were to know that he isn't going to get answered, and the answer is he's not going to get what he asked, of course, davening then has nothing to do with what you're going to get. So, let's say you knew you're not going to get it. It's also davening. Because what's the relevance? What you're davening for has nothing to do with the fact that you know you're going to get it. Or says the Mavit, even if no, you're not going to get it. Because the point of tefillah is to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the shayrish. Your word is coming from, you're the source of everything. So whether I'm going to get it or not, really is irrelevant. So even if I know I'm not going to get it, says the Mavit, wouldn't make a difference, because the point of tefillah has nothing to get, has nothing to do with what you're going to actually receive. That was what brings about the tefillah, maybe, but that is not what we're doing. What we're doing through tefillah is standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give me. Fine, you don't want to give me, that ain't my business, but I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and that's to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you will, I would like to read out what the Chovetz Chovetz writes. Now, everyone knows the Chovetz Chovetz is a translation, I think, from Arabic. And there's a paper, but it's a very complicated Hebrew, so there's another paper called Leif Tov, which is a Pirush on the Pirush, if you will. And so I'm going to read from that, which is a little bit easier. And he says like this, in one part about when he's talking about a number of things that are the cheshbon and nefesh we have to do, and says the chavis of all this is when the sufar has been told over al echad ha-tzadikim, shahayu oimer achrei tefilah. There's one tzaddik that when he concluded his tefillah would say as follows. V'loi hoidati l'cho ha-tzorkai. Hold on to your seat, because this is going to be a major siddush here. V'loi hoidati l'cho ha-tzorkai. I have not told you my needs k'dei la'orer oizcho in order to convince you l'asas li'oizcho. My point of davening was not to convince you that you should give them to me. Because you know what's good for me. I don't need to convince you. You know better than me. The case of it's not eating and how to act with me. So what am I doubting for? LLCC is always, as we said before, in order that I should feel, I'm doubting the reason I said Shemana Esrei now was because I wanted to feel how much I'm dependent on you. And in order to proclaim before you, that I trust you. And by the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between me and you, if because of my foolishness, because I'm not so intelligent, if I've asked from you something which is not good for me, it will not be advantageous for me, I'll know simale bakashosi. No problem. Don't give me what I want. I don't even want it. I don't want you to give me something that you know isn't good for me. That's not why I died. I didn't doubt it because I felt I need it and therefore I need it. Therefore I want you to give it to me. No. You know what's good for me. You know what? I only doubt it because I want to proclaim and strengthen my Amuna and my Bitachon that you're the Balabai and that's what I did come for me. But if you don't want to hear it from me, no problem, man. I can handle it. That's not why I doubt it. El say it's Masha Toyday Nechel, do what's good for you. Because what your supreme choice ability to choose has chosen for me. Who mashani, you know how to choose better than me what I need. Mashir is calling Yonai, and I leave all my matters with Zerotcha to your Zerot, to your decrees. She'ein on eternal shanos, which can't be changed. Uzei hamagotcha to your supreme hanhaga, your way of acting, your ruling. So says the Chavis of Ovis, that's what this in the name of this study. That so it comes out that number one tefillah, the point of tefillah is to show that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that He's the source of everything. And then it says the Sassanet, so even if you know the Yeshua is coming, you still got to doubt because it has nothing to do with what you're going to get. And then adds in Mazik and the Chavis of Ovis, and the truth is even if you're not going to get it, you still doubt because it has nothing to do with it. The point of Tefillah is not as a means to get what I need, but rather as the end in itself, to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source. So that was my question. I started off with the question. The Oilam are having a rift here. Everybody, the Tefillahs are getting. We daven, and nothing happened. No, it's a mistake. Tefillah is not to get what I need. So you're right. You didn't have her foot. But that's not what we daven. The reason we daven was because we're saying, if she is going to get better, you're the source for it. If there's going to be a refuah, only you can give it. So it is true, the other truths and terrors like that, that the tefillahs will go for other things. That's true. And I'm not saying that's not a true terror. It is a true terror. There are sources for that also. But the real terror is because the kasha made Karl Ezra. There was never a question. Because tefillah has nothing to do with getting what I need. It's not in order that I should get what I need. The point of tefillah is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the shortest. And that, we all did. Worldwide, everyone stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People davened, saying, tell him, in the Kodesh, whoever it was, and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if she's going to have a refuah, you're the source, so we're saying that, please give us a refuah. There's a story, somebody once went up to the front of the Jurov, and said to him, "It's davened to the Meibishter, and our Enfert nicht. I davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's davened to the Meibishter. I davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our Enfert nicht. He doesn't answer me. Our Enfert nicht. He doesn't answer. So a part of the Chirav answered, our Enfert nicht. He's answering. No, that's the answer. It's not that he's not answering. He's answering, but sometimes the answer is no." Many years ago, there was about 15 years ago or so, there was a guy named Nachshon Waxman, who was an American Israeli that was in the Israeli army, and he got kidnapped by the Hamas or Tila, and he was kidnapped, and they weren't sure where he was, and everybody knew that something's going to happen, and there were a lot of tefillahs. I happened to be in South Africa at the time, but it was worldwide. Everybody was davening all on me, so on Shabbos, normally we don't daven on Shabbos for Tzorah, but the Shas Maisa, you are allowed to, and we davening, everyone worldwide was davening for Nachshon Waxman. In the end, the army got in, and they messed things up a bit, so he ended up getting killed, and it didn't happen. Then some of the players got killed, Nachshon Waxman got killed, some of the soldiers also got killed. It was a very sad thing. So they interviewed from Julia, interviewed the father on the radio. I'm assuming it was a leftist that interviewed him, and they took the opportunity. Hey, you guys all doubted. It didn't happen. Hey, you got killed anyway. So now so the father says, sometimes a father can say no. That's what he says on the radio in front of the whole country. Akash Baruch was a loving father, and sometimes a father says no. That doesn't mean my tefillah went for nothing. We ask Akash Baruch, are you answered? He sometimes says no. So anyone who thinks that he's dominant and nothing happens is a mistake. So therefore, we should always remember, and I'll finish up with this, is that when we're dominating, what the point of the tefillah is to stand up on Akash Baruch, v'riyo yitzecha anachnu. You are the source, you call the shots, you're running the show. And whatever happens afterward, we hope that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us good and we should all be zaycha to meheru b'meinu to meshech b'keinu. Amen. Thank you for listening.
So why is the chiv still on the muffin side? One second. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, it should be a minute. It should be very much inside. Very much inside. Why is there getting ready to put much inside? Huh? Okay. Yeah.